Good afternoon. This is Marco with Aptitude Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 22nd. The grains closed higher with July corn up 16 and a half cents at 571, July wheat up a penny and a quarter at 606 and a quarter, and July beans up 34 cents at 1341 and a quarter. The grains were strong today, mainly because of the weather. We've got this dry pattern coming in for the next 2 weeks. Very little rain in the forecast for the next 2 weeks, and the grains finally responded in a big way to that. And we closed pretty strong here. Really a pretty impressive day. Meal was up $3. Oil was up a penny and a half. So everything contributed to, you know, higher grain prices out here. The export inspections were good on the wheat, 407. Versus 236 last week. The corn, 132 versus 1.17 a week ago. So a nice increase there. But the beans continue to take it on the chin. 155 was the total. That's down from 187 from last week. The wheat suffered early, but it was able to come back on the strength of the corn and the beans, as we talked about this morning. 30,000 metric tons of Polish wheat was imported into the U.S. for June or July delivery. That's the third shipment that we've seen so far, and there could be more on the way. That depressed the wheat prices early, but we were able to rally. Kansas City wheat, 15 cents off the lows. Chicago rallied. About a dime off of last night's lows out here. So we were able to come back somewhat. So this was pretty powerful. And I like the way the markets closed here today. Now we'll get crop progress tonight. They should show big numbers of corn planted and beans planted, well above the averages. And I think that may put a little pressure on the grains overnight. Maybe this was just a little bit extended here today. Maybe we'll see a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday, tomorrow. But I think now the mindset with this drier weather pattern is going to be the pros are going to look to buy breaks in this market. So overall, I thought it was a pretty good day. Decent closes. The only negative potentially out there during the week is the budget crisis. If we don't get this debt ceiling worked out, this is not good for America. I was very surprised to see former President Trump say, you know, he told his fellow Republicans, you know, don't make a deal unless you get everything you want. Let it go into default. Well, I would have to take exception to that. A default does nobody any good. People who are on Social Security, American servicemen and women, government workers, postal employees, all that, they ain't going to get paid and they ain't going to be happy about it. And it certainly can cause a recession like the likes we haven't ever seen. Real estate prices going down, interest rates going up. That ain't good for anybody as far as I'm concerned. So I think, you know, hopefully we'll get something done. McCarthy has talked on the phone with President Biden, and now they're going to meet, I guess, today or tomorrow when the president gets back from his trip. So hopefully they'll get something done here because, you know, America is kind of built on the good faith and credit of the United States. And we just can't let that go. Not once, not ever. So it's important that they get something done. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.